Okay. Non-Gimel Amud Beis. Well, we're coming to Non-Gimel Amud Beis. We started the new sugya yesterday. We didn't really learn very much, but at least we started it. That the sugya is a sugya of Kedim in Boi. Kedim in a Boi. It's a very high for Kedim. So we'll give it a start. Says the Gemara. Two dots. The two dots made the bottom of the Amud. Nafal the Seichoi Shoy Kedim in Ishtabu. Says the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, told us that the Kedim break, the person has to pay for the animal, but also for the Kedim. Must he say that our Mishnah the Lord Yehuda is not going like Yehuda? The Tanya Yehuda Machayev al Nizkei Kedim Beboy. Yehuda holds Machayev for Nizkei Kedim Beboy. So we have Machlekes Tanoim. One hand we have a Tanya Chachomim who hold the pot for Kedim, and we have another Tana Rebbe Yehuda holds Yechayev for Kedim. Our Mishnah is going like the Chachomim who hold that you are pot for Kedim. Let's have a quick look at another place completely on Daf. The Mishnah at the bottom there. The Mishnah there says if somebody was walking in the street, Nishbro Kabli, Rishus Rabim, his jug broke in Rishus Rabim, Vahukluk Achel Bemain, and a person slipped on the water. Osha Loka Becharosis, or he got hit, hurt by the pot shard. Chayiv is Chayiv. So Mishnah is telling you that the person that left the water there, or the person whose pot shard caused injury, is Chayiv to pay for the damages. And so the Buddha said only if you had come on. Next, Amar Yud Amar Rav, says the Gemara, Amar Yud Amar Rav, Lishono Ela Shatim for Kelo B'mayim. That what we said that Yochayiv is talking about, if his Kelim got dirtified, yeah, by the water. The water was there, and his Kelim got spoiled by the water.
Soiled.
If he himself fell down and got hurt, that person slipped on it. The thing that damaged him is the ground. The chavot was the ground. And Rav is the shitta. We know already Rav shitta, that by boy, you reach my chai because of hevel, not because of chavot, and therefore your potter. Can we say, can make the shmuel, now we have shmuel, Amali. He told me, Mirti Avnoi Sakinoi Masoi, Mi Boy Lamano, Avnoi Sakinoi Masoi, his stone, his knife that's lying there, or his nose that somebody tripped up on. How do you know your you learn out from Boy, but Kulon, Anikoiben, Shoi, Velo Odom, Chamoi, Velo Ki. Shmuel, in this case, the water, even if it's soiled or sullied his garment, it wouldn't be chayv. Why? Because where's the makor for the fact that water should cause, you'd be chayv for your water causing damage? Oh, and the klal is, shoy v'loy odom, chamoy v'loy kelim. Says Shmuel, that, v'ani medei niktolo, av'ini nizokin, that what we said that you're chayv for boy, and on that we know there's a klal shoy v'loy odom chamoy v'loy kelim. That's regarding k'tolo, if the person died. Avlim in nizokin, regarding nizokin, regarding damages, odom chay v'kelim k'tolo. Says Shmuel, and this is why we're learning this, because it's a good hakdama for our sugya. Shmuel is magda to us the klal, the principle of shoy v'loy odom chamoy v'loy kelim. There is a principle, we've just seen it now in the Gemara as well. There is a principle that holds Shoy Veloy Odom, Chamoy Veloy Kelim. So Pasuk says, when offered a seichah shor yoreh hamoy, the person that two types of animal fall into the pit. Why is the Torah saying what type of animal fell in the pit? Just say something fell inside. So it's coming to bring a light, something coming to exclude something. It's coming to exclude shoy. The reason why it says shoy, it's coming to exclude Adam. Adam that gets that falls in a pit, you're part of it. Chamoy, why does he say chamoy? To exclude Kalim. A Kalim fall in a pit, you're part of it. Says Shmuel, this meal that tells you your potter is specifically referring to death. Regarding Izokin, you would be chayiv for honor. You would be chayiv for honor. So the question is, you see, the question is, how do we know that? The other question is, what's the difference between Adam and Kalim? Adam is saying, if he dies, the balabo is potter. If he gets damaged, the balabo is chayim. So why by Kalim, if it breaks, the balabo is potter? And if it gets damaged, the balabo is potter. Just like it's telling me by Adam, that this means it's only to come and exclude death, but the person's not usable anymore. So it's about Kalim. It should come to exclude death. What's death like me? If it's not usable, if it's just broken, so who says that by Kalim you'd be potter? And yet the Gemara does say, the Gemara says by Kalim, always potter. By Adam, this meal of Shoev the Adam is something we have to remember. We're going to come across it a number of times now. This meal of Shoev the Adam is only coming to remind an Adam that died. The Chamori, it's coming to remind everything. So where's that from? So the Rashi here speaks out. In Bori the Madno, if you look in Rashi, the first wide line, the last wide line on Chav Chesem at base. Shoy v'loy Adam, Chamoy v'loy Kedim. Says Rashi, Hani Mini, Heicher the Meis HaAdam. That's referring to where the person died. Why? To Kron B'Misa Mishtori. The Pasuk is talking about death. If you look at the Pasuk, it says, V'Meis Yeloi, V'Meis Yeloi. It's talking about a type of a boy that can kill. Then we said, Shoy v'loy Adam. Hashem came with damages, we don't have a mirror. So an Adam would be chayiv. The Gromim means, the Sivam is Yeloi, Abba ben Ezek, regarding Ezek, Adam chayiv, Balaboy. Adam, regarding Adam chayiv, Balaboy, the Balaboy would be chayiv. Why? The Krom mikoifo memati. The apostles only come to tell you that the boy doesn't need to pay koifo. The din is normally that the show who kills somebody has to pay, the owner of the show has to pay kofa for killing him. The positive time is saying, I'm Macy Eloy, meaning the show gets damaged, you have to pay for the damage. You want to hold them down, it gets killed, you don't pay. Right? So if the show dies, you need to pay for the show. If an Adam dies, you don't need to pay. But damages, was there Lodi Bear? And that he didn't speak about. And therefore, by a vote of well, we'll speak in a second. We'll speak it out. Oh, and what about Kalim? The Kalim Turim says Rashi, Al Niske Kalim always part of Balaboy. The Shviroson Zuhi Misoson. This is a principle which we'll see later on in the Gemara as well. There is no such thing as death by a Kli.
You scratch it.
Shviroson is death. What does that mean? What is a Kli? A Kli is a value. A kli is a value. A kli has got a certain value. If it's a small kli, its value is 10 shekel. If it's a bigger kli, it's 100 shekel. A more expensive kli is 1,000 shekel. The value is what it is. If you take a kli that was worth 1,000 and push it down to 100, you have basically killed off 900 shekels worth of kli. That's what you've done. There's no such thing of coming back to life. Its value is its life. That's what it is. What defines what a kli is? What defines a kli is the value. So that means at the moment now it's broken and you're making something new. Its value went down. If you could do it down and do it back, then it's done. The value didn't go down that much. So you had a death of that amount of value went down. A kli doesn't have life. Let me show a kli, right? Maybe your mother will say after some chassidus or something. But there's no neshama in a kli. The only thing that gives a kli importance is the value. So if it gets broken, the value drops. Whatever that value was, that's how much debt happened to it. You want to repair it and push up its value again, you're actually making a new kli. Or you're making up that value again, it's considered the new kli. So it says, we're going to see it again in the Gemara later on. Shviyoson zuhi misason. When we talk about a kli, we see a kli breaks, says Rashi, it really means it dies. And therefore, since the pasuk says v'amis yedo, and the pasuk says shoyu v'chamoy, the pasuk shoyu tells me if a person dies, what? The pasuk chamoy comes to tell me if a kli dies, your pasuk. What's called death? Any breakage in a kli is called death.
If it's usable, it falls in, and it chips on the side, you can still use it.
Mm-hmm.
You still have usage.
So why has its value gone down?
What?
Why has its value gone down?
It's chipped.
So that value died.
So I'm saying, so, but you would be able to, you would be hired?
No.
Why should it not be hired for that?
It killed off that value.
What?
It killed off that value.
But just like the human, he damaged him, he injured him. He's a little value. We're saying by there he's high.
Because human is not anything to do with value. A human, a human being, the reason why he's alive is not because he has a certain value to him.
We
have to, for working out his outcome, we have to estimate him. That's not what defines whether the person is alive or not. The person is alive not because he has a value. He is alive. He's alive because he's got a shot. Runcha gave him the life. Now, really should be, if a person gets damaged, there's no value for him. It's nothing to do with it. Just in order to work out damages, work out based on an edit. But really, the definition of whether the person is alive or dead is inherent inside him. Hashem Kli, there's nothing inherent in a Kli. The only inherent in a Kli, the only thing that is in a Kli is what makes up the Kli, its value. Therefore, if you kill off the Kli, if you break off that value, you basically killed off that Kli. So it means the office of Bo, and that's what bothered me, Yossi. The office of Bo, Shriyasin to Misosan, is nothing to do with Hilchus Tumah Vatari Namash. The alaka by Tumah is, if you have a kli, that was a, is a receptacle, and it breaks, but it's still a receptacle, then the alaka is, it's still a kli, still a kavon tumah. Right? The office of Bo, you can't compare everything together. The office of Bo is to do with whether or not something has gone away from his kli. It's not going to come back. Unless you make it come back, it's not going to come back. So, Mila, by a person, if he's alive, he's alive. If a person dead, he's not going to come back. By a kli, a broken piece of kli is a broken piece of kli. You say, one of the two stories, and either it's not going to come back, right? But I don't really think that is the most like a syllable. There's nothing about a person, about a kli, that considers it alive. The only thing about kli is its value. And that value you've killed off. That value is dropped, it's killed off, it's not going to come back. That value is dropped. You can make it again, make it better, like a shell. But the value you killed, Shriyoson Zui Misosa.
The Nafal Shama Shora Khamor, right? So Balabori Shah and Kesef, Yeshua, right? But basically, fine. So you're not fighting for the. How do you know you're fighting for Adam from the Zikim?
Because it's only a miyot for me. For all the rest, we learn out from Pinyanab, just like Shor Yechai for Shamor Yechai for. So Mela Radin Adam, just as a miyot telling me that if he dies, not. That means the other.
What's the Hilwai? That's why.
That's the thing.
Why
should we do that?
Why should we
do that
for a human being,
but
he's injured or dead?
Oh, so good question. Meshach Chachma says, in Mishpatim, he says that why would he have a pit that person will die and a pit that person will get damaged from? And why would we find the kid in my pot? What's the idea behind it? So Meshach Chachma says, a big pit, certain noise to it, certain people hear that, it's noticeable as well. So if a person falls in, it's the person's own fault. Therefore, the person falls in a pit of 10 Sfachim and dies. It's his own problem. It's his fault.
Why is it?
Hashem came. A small pit is not so reasonable, and it could very well be because of a trip up and fall inside and hurt himself. So, made like a big pit to be potter and a small pit behind. And it says the same would be by Kevin. Animals walk and fall in. So many animals, even a big pit, they fall in a marathon. But Kalim, Kalim don't walk around. Somebody must have brought it there. So the Kli fell into a pit. So since it was a big pit, somebody would notice it. So therefore, that person, it's the person's own fault that the Kli fell in, and the Balabo is not hybrid. So by person, we've explained, because a big pit, the person will notice, and a small pit, the person won't. So a big pit, he killed himself, and the Balabod is not chayiv. In a small pit, the person wouldn't have noticed, and therefore tripped himself and hurt himself, and the Balabod would have to pay for that. And then the Mishnah extends it also to Kalim. And he said by Kalim also, if a big pit, and a person, why did the Kli fall inside it?
It's in the back of the Shachamor. On the animal.
There's more than that problem. One second. He says it must be that a king don't stand walk around, right? Must mean somebody loaded it up on his back of this animal. So this person knew there was this pit further along because it's got coal. So he knew about this pit further along. So it's his own fault. The guy that loaded up on the back of the camel, back of the chamoy. It's his own problem. It's his own fault.
The animals will put a book here. I don't know if the animals are going to fall there. If you knew about it, why is the ball of corn for the apple?
Huh? If animals walk around, stump. If I load up my animals, so I know my animals now carrying something from place to place, it's something I should have taken into account what's going on. Animals, my animals walk around, say, no, I'm not looking after my animals all day and all night. If I load up my animal, why am I loading up my animal? I'm using my animal to transport something from A to B. So I'm now aware what's happening. I'm aware what's happening, I should take into account this boy that's going to fall in. It's an own boy, and therefore the Bala boy, the Bala King's fault.
First, you're going to a loaded animal, you should be much on the animal as well, the Bala boy. You can use their reasoning. If I'm not hired for all the merchandise on the animal, the guy knew about it. So why am I responsible for his animal? The guy knew about it. He loaded up his animal.
Fair enough. But the same way you can ask, if this is true, then why would they have got clear that some kid was holding and dropped inside? Now the Balabai would have to pay. So obviously not. The Torah didn't start saying, in this case, we are trying to understand the reason behind what the Torah said. The reason why the Torah said animals you're hired for is that animals walk around. The reason why it says Kalim your part for is because Kalim are generally bought by the person, the owner of the Kli was aware of what's happening. You could have a case that the owner was aware of the animal, and you could have a case where the owner is not aware of the Kli. We're asking why the Torah set up a certain way. The Torah set up a way Kalim normally the Kalim your part for, because generally it's the Bala Kli who knew about it. And the Torah generally says you're chai for animals, because animals is not something a person's all time shame on.
If a person falls in a pit, which is 10 tefachim, and he breaks his leg.
Right.
Then what?
Yeah, then what? So we have to learn that. It's coming up. What's the next step? Do we say he's potable for when it's chai for his arm? According to the Islam, does it should be that he's potable? Yeah, so we have to come back to that. That's going to be. No, there's nothing good. I thought you'd all jump on me.
Day or night for the human.
For human?
Yeah.
Even at night is possible.
Even at night.
Yeah. It's always possible. Person's always got enough dust to know where he's going. Come to this soil, Meshachon. You ask me if I saw, I'm telling Meshachon. So what do we have? We have a post, what do you say? We have a post saying, Shoi Veloi Boi. Show you the Adam tells me, and Adam's always answer for what? But for Lisa, if the person dies, he's not going to be a chayk. And Kalim, what are we saying? We're saying that kelim shirosan and resulting are always multiple kelim. What's that halacha by a bow that's less than 10 tefachim for kelim? So, for Adam, you know, 10 tefachim, if you're going to die from that, bottom it. Less than 10 tefachim is zakim, chayim. What about by kelim? Kelim less than 10 tefachim. What's the din? Is it going to be chayim or bottom? So here we have a massive machlokes Bavli Rishami. Massive, how old do you think?
I think that would be
5 still.
Depth has to do with depth. Doesn't necessarily have to do with. And here, you, by Kaelin, there's no such thing as depth, unless you just say you're about breaking. It's not good, you know, whether it's thing, there's no.
So let me say what I'm going to say. Okay, so every machlokes Bavli Rishami is that most machlokes Bavli Rishami don't go too far. This Gemara Chav Kesem Beis is the right area. This Gemara Chav Kesem Beis, what did it say? We just started before. And we started the Gemara Chav Kesem Beis. Again. Yeah. So this case of Chav Kesem Beis, we already have a right. It said, what's it then? The guy stepped on water, and water's not fit to 10 tefachim. And what's the halacha about the kelim? Potos, it's the first Gemara. First Gemara in Bavli and Chav Kesem Beis. Kelim, you're always potos. Chav Kes, 28b. Kelim, you're always potos. Why are you always potos for kelim? So we said, Rashi says, Shfir Yosan Zuni Misasan. If they break, it's like that. So there's no difference if it falls into a big pit or into a small pit. It's always going to be considered death. And since it's always considered death, you're always going to be bottom for it. Just according to the Svara that we said from this Neshech Chachma before, it shouldn't be like that. We said by Neshech Chachma, a big pit, he knows about it. You won't know he's came fall in. A small pit, he won't know about it. He himself will fall in. So suddenly his came will fall in. So according to the Svara of the Neshech Chachma, it should be on a small pit, a bit less than 10 tefachim, not so deep, should be chayim for kelim. And Yerushalmi passes like that. Yerushalmi holds that you're chayim for kelim if it falls in a small pit. And Mr. Chokma says, I understand Yerushalmi very well. That's what Mr. Chokma writes. Very good with the Bavli study. Yeah. Himself knows the Bavli study. So let's do a sum up what we've said. We've got here a drasha where we've learned that the Rabbanan hold your potter for kelim. The potter for kelim, and you're also potter for Adam. Everyone holds your potter for Adam. That was what we started on Given on the base. We moved on to Chav Kesem on the base. But there, Shmuel gave us a bit of clarification. When do we say your potter, when do we say your chayim for Adam and with kelim? Said Shmuel, Adam, you're only potter for Mises. And Kelim, you're always potter. Why? Says Rashi. Because Kelim also only potter for Misa. But Kelim is always Misa. Every key that breaks, the value is irreparably broken. The value is broken. That you've killed off that value, and therefore every key is like Misa. Every key that breaks is like Misa. So you have Adam that died and key that died, you're going to be potter. Adam that gets damaged, you're going to be chayav gadol. So Yossi asked, why should that be? We don't really have to give reasons. Remember, we did. Meshach Chokmah said why. Meshach Chokmah says he thinks this is the pshat, then all the, a deep boy, a person is aware about, and therefore, if he falls in, it's not the balaboy's fault. And a shallower boy is less aware about.
How's he aware of the law? He's aware of it. It's suicide. He's aware of it. He fell in stuff. Mm-hmm.
You've ever fallen in a pond? I have. It happens. I'm saying if you walk, you're to the other side, you fall in. So if he falls in, it's not the balaboy's fault. You know, the onus of responsibility was on the person. He was aware about it, should have looked after himself. And a shallower pit doesn't know about it so much, and therefore, about the person if he falls in, the balabai is trying to pay for the damages because the balab, the owner, the person is not so aware about what's going on. The balabai had to take responsibility. Says the Meshechachma, I'm going to use the same thing for Kalim. But the reason why by Kalim you're part of by damages is because it's a person who, the owner of the Kalim was aware that there was a boy nearby and nevertheless didn't look after his Kli. So we made that the bar a boy is not liable. It's the owner of the Kli. It should follow on. This is the natural progression. If we go with that Kibun, then a person, Balaboy, would be chayev for kelim that fall in a pit that's less than 10 fokim. Should follow on. And indeed, the Yerushalmi holds that way. But Babli clearly disputes it. But Babli learns on a kli, you're always potter. You're always potter for kli. Doesn't make a difference how deep the pit was, deep pit or not deep pit. And Babli holds, you're always going to be chayev. You're always going to be potter for a clear. Comes out as an interesting halacha l'maaseh shaila. You have a pit that's 9 tefachim deep and a clear falls inside it. According to the Yerushalmi, what's the din? You have a clear. If you have a pit that's 10 tefachim deep and a clear falls inside it, according to the Yerushalmi, you're going to be potter. Right? I saw someone that said, feed the Meshachot when it's not shred. I saw somebody else, how can it be? I mean, every pit of 10 is also a pit of 9. So every pit of 10 should have at least the liability that a pit of 9 had. So if we find a pit of 9, a chayv for 9 tefachim, it should be a chayv also for 10 tefachim because it's at least also got that 9 tefachim inside. But for the Meshachokma, it's not kasher because by 10 tefachim, the person knows about it. Therefore, the onus of responsibility is on the balakli. By 9 tefachim, the person doesn't know about it, therefore the owners of responsibilities on the Baal HaBoy.
9.9.
Whatever. That's Shirim. Shirim, that the Torah says. All Shirim are like that.
So even if an Adam, let's say, we have slips on, let's say there's oil or something else that somebody's, which is also considered a bore, and there's a pit and he slips into a bore. Like giving the example of somebody who accidentally slips into a pond. I mean, because rocks are slippery.
What's your question?
Still be putter because a man doesn't fall into things.
Right.
Even if
right. There's an right. That's what I'm not the same with one. When the Torah gives a certain thing, the Torah doesn't say, okay, in this particular case, what's going to be? So he said, Adam, going to be potter. Why? Said, Meshachma, generally not after himself. You could have a case where a person, like you're saying, didn't. Doesn't make a difference. The Torah says, Adam, there is an Adam, you're potter.
So you
run
the
problems of Meshachma
and trying to find reasons for it. Bottom line,
it's
against the custom. It's against the custom, period, isn't it?
That's one way of learning it. Say that. Even if you want to learn the reason for it, it's a reason by from Kloni. General rule, this is what's going to be. And therefore, it was Nikva, these are the laws. I don't care about whether exactly it happened or not. I want to know why the Torah says Adam is going to be bothered, because Adam generally looks after himself. Why the Torah says, but Kalim are going to be bothered, because Kalim generally are being looked after. And you got a case where it wasn't looked after, doesn't make a difference. But you're quite right. Come to the Babli anyway. There's a cost of under Babli. Why the Kalim are you potter? The Torah says anything in Misi or potter. You have a reason for it. It's all swallows all with Yerushalm. Okay, so let's go to the Gemara now. Back to Nun Gimel Amid Beis after that small introduction to the Sugya. Nun Gimel Amid Beis. Mas Nisan the Gibuda at the bottom of the Amid. The time Yerushalm Machab and Iske came with me. Good old Yerushalm came. So, why don't we have to understand? What is this machloek is based on? My time the Rabbanon. What's the reason of the Rabbanon? Sure. Why is the Gemara asking my time the Rabbanon? Why didn't the Gemara ask why my time the Yehuda?
Because they seem to understand Rabbi Yehuda. They have a problem with Rabbi Rabbanon.
Fantastic. Very diplomatic answer. A bit more beef, please. Why do they understand the Yehuda and not understand the Rabbanon? Why they might have the beauty? Why pick on the beauty?
Why not pick on the
beauty? Why are we asking mother about it?
Someone's kingdom got destroyed, so put it back by it. So Rabbi Yehuda is showing that he's saying that the person will be fired.
No.
So if you want, it's more of a hiddush, you know, why would he be patra?
Oh, very good. Very good. That the Torah is in the chayim, by the way. So the case is should say it should be part of a kingdom. Why should that be? And am I? So who's the mechadish? The Rabbanon are the ones of the mechadish. So my time is the Rabbanon. So my God, when not al shama, shoy for your chamoy. And there we learn, shoy for the Adam, chamoy for the king, like we've spoken out. Shoy for the Adam. Shoy is coming to exclude something. Who is it coming to exclude? Something is not a shoy. What's the opposite of a shoy? A person. Chamoy. Opposite of a shoy. Chamoy for the king. Chamoy is coming to exclude kelim. Right, it's not coming to exclude people because we've already got that exclusion. It's not coming to exclude animals because they are included. So what's left? People are already excluded. Animals are included. So what's left? Left is kelim. So may that chamoy be lo kelim. So what's Yehuda do? We now got clear drasha. Shoy v'chamoy. So what's Reb Yehuda do? Now we don't understand Reb Yehuda. Only now we don't understand Reb Yehuda. Reb Yehuda, oi! The rabbi is like, you're right, this is Shoy v'chamoy. We have another pasuk, oi! Shoy, oi, chamoy, it says. What's the oi for? The rabbi is pesaki. Come to include kelim. You have a pasuk, special pasuk, say that kelim should be chayav. Means really, truly, chamoy should exclude kelim. But the pasuk is coming to include the kelim.
What would you want the pasuk to read? From above as opposed to the O?
Yes. Yeah, with you. Shoy v'chamoy. So, oi, the rabbi said kelim. Rabbanon will say. Oi, mivoy le nechali. Oi, we need. Can't tell me oi is coming to include kelim. Oi, we need. Oi, mivoy le nechali. We need in order to. The Chalik, to say, to teach us, they don't need both of them to fall in. How do you know that if a person does, if it has a pit, and a shoy falls in on its own, how do you know that the Baal, a boy is chayef? Maybe it's only chayef if you have a shoy and a chamoy falling in. So Torah needed to say, oi, to say, shoy, oi, chamoy. We have you there, the Chalik, minofel, nafke. He understood that the chalik, he knew it already, because it says the nofal. Where do we see from the word the nofal that's the chalik?
Singular.
The nofal doesn't say the noflu. The nofal, one of them fell in. From here we see that one, even if one falls in your life. So it comes like contributor. So it tells me not Adam. He agrees to that. Chamoy would tell me not Kaylin, but I've got possible. Oh, you're coming to tell me. The rabbi is a kelim, and then you have according to Rabbanon, what Oyin is coming to tell me is coming to Chalik. And what has Reb Yehuda know the Chalik from the word Benofal? So what does Rabbanon do with that? Benofal. Benofal is Lashon Yachid. Benofal, Rabbanon, Benofal, Tuva, Mashma. The Benofal can mean Lashon Rabbim as well. To be like the English word sheep, that what's the singular for sheep is sheep. And also, Benofal can sometimes mean also Loshen Rabbi. And therefore, it can't be a mute. Can't tell me the Chalik, it doesn't tell me anything. And therefore, we need the possibility. So, Rashi, I have plenty of Rashi now. It says Rashi, Nun Gimel Amud Beis, the last Rashi. Shoy v'loy Adam. Mit loik sim v'nofal shoma hanoif. Why is it possible to say what fell in? Just say Benofal Shama Hanoifa, the thing that falls in fell in. Why does it say what fell in? Alma Lim Utiyasi, you see it's coming to exclude something. The Gami Parik, the Gemara is going to say soon, ask soon, Gami Parik, soon the Gemara is going to ask, Shabim is Benali, how do you know that Yochai for sheep that falls in? How do you know Yochai for a bear that falls in? Maybe Shoy is going to tell me only Shoy. Chamoy is going to tell me only Chamoy. How do you know you're going to be hired for all the other type of animals? The Gemara is going to ask that shortly.
How do we know the exclusion?
As opposed to what?
I don't know.
That's Shoy.
What?
That's Shoy.
No, Shoy. Chayak Shiran.
Okay, the Gemara is going to ask
that. Say, but why Adam? How do you know Adam? How do you know Adam?
It's not Shoy. It's not an animal. Shoy means animals and all types of animals. How do we know all types of animals? Rashi says the Gemara is going to ask it. So Shoy includes all animals. So any type of animal you want to bring, a tiger, a leopard, all included in Shoy. So now, what can be excluded from the word Shoy? Give us a choice. It's an animal.
No.
The Gemara is going to ask, how do we know all the other types of animals? Rashi already said that. They come in Paris, Shah Behemoth Minori. That if Rashi speaks that out, it's because already now we should be asking, like you're saying, maybe Shoy is going to tell me another type of animal. Not. They say, no, the Gemara is going to speak out. The Gemara is going to ask and speak out. They're included in Shoy is all other types of animals. How do we know that? Patience. That we are going to know that because the Shoy is all other types of animals. So what is Shoy coming to be the night? That's Kelim.
He said all Kelim.
So everything left is people, right? All right, fine. There are some other things in the same taste.
How do you know that foundation hello?
Which case?
How
do you know ever chayav for damages?
How do you know ever chayav for damages? By mace alone. Maybe the Torah only chayav you in the case of mace.
Yeah. Okay, what are you asking? Mm-hmm. So, well, we have used this word, amitzi alone, it's coming as a drosha to teach us the limitation on the book. Bala boy yushani, you have to pay. And then amitzi alone is coming to remind something. Right? But I hear what you're asking that. Well, I obviously understood that you read the pasuk not like this. Balabo is shalim, the balabo has to pay. And there's a drosh of amisielo, not going to be megala that this is what the boy is only talking about. But I think also Rashi actually, you mentioned Rashi earlier, said, the Gemara of Gimel Amud Aleph Montre is asking, how do we ever know that boy Bechlal is fighting his own? Maybe in the Misa. So the Gemara of Gimel Amud Aleph says, the Gemara is looking at what's obvious and what's told this. And the Gemara says, you know, all the obvious things you can show you care, there's care, and there's Shen Regel, and there's Mame, Heaven. So there's obvious and there's told this. So what's the told this? The Gemara suggests about 10 lines up at the end of the Omer there, maybe the Av is 10, and the told is a pit of 9, which can only cause damage. To which the Gemara says, no. It doesn't say either 9 or 10 in the Torah. So Rashi then speaks out. There's machlokes Rashi takes it about this. Rashi says, that the Joshua Amisi Eloi told us that if it's a pit that can kill, then you're chayav for death. If it's a pit that can't kill, then you won't be chayav for death. But you won't be chayav for death, but it's a deal. But you would be chayav for nizokin. I'll just read down the Rashi there. In the Siv of Amisi Eloi, the Mashma Boya saw the Bar Mikdal who chayav be Misa Shoy. On both of them, Marky be Misa, loy chayav. That's the first try of Rashi. Rashi kind of learns it from this Josh, from these words, The Bazar is only come to exclude a bit of nine from death, but not a bit of nine from his opium. Then the next part of Rashi says it's a Svar Balmi. It's a Svar. The Nafal Shama Shoya Chamoy, the Nafal Shama Shoya Chamoy is Mashma, Pain Mays Pedozak. Nafal Shama is Mashma, Balaboy and Shai, Balaboy has to pay. And the Joshua, he said, no, it's coming to something in Joshua after. So to answer your question, Mashma Dav Gimel, it's only Dav Gimel, you could have. The Nafal Shama Shoya Chamoy, that's a few weeks, Balaboy and Shai, and then, so where are we holding now? Back to where we were. The Nun Dalet Amid Aleph. Everybody's already 54a. Can you imagine? It started all the way back. Baruch Hashem. So here we are. So Rashi now, the Chalik, top of the Amid. The Chalik. What does the Chalik mean? The Lektimah, one shouldn't say, Hei Nechayiv Ad Sheyipol Shom Shoy V'chamo B'yachad. Shouldn't say the only Chayiv both happen together. Benoval Loshen Yochid. That's what Rav Yehuda said. Benafal means Loshen Yochid. 1 second, we'll go there in a minute. Benafal Tuva Mashma. This is the Chachamim speaking back. Benafal Tuva Mashma. Benafal can mean plural. Kamoi, but also Betzalel Va'aliyot. How many people is Betzalel Va'aliyot?
Two.
Two. And the answer is also Loshen Yochid. Uvaha Ois Va'amoifis. This is talking about somebody who comes along and says that he tells us to rebel against Hashem, and he brings some type of ois ba'amayfis, and it says loshen yochid, even though it's talking about loshen yochid. And in Shmuel of Ari va'adoyv esadoyv again, to Ari and doyv, and it says loshen yochid. So you see the certain words, verbs saying that what's going to happen. Can be used, can be written in the singular, even though it means plural. That's not a right, chalik. So we need only the chalik.
I mean, if you like a class, use the word class, it's singular, even though it's made of many students. Right? Students are plural, but when it's a class, it's a group, so it's one group.
It's only a class.
Right, so here, they're two people, but they're together. So they're one group. So it's one group. You say it's singular. But Yichad Shem Yisrael Ever High. The whole point is we were singular. If we were not disparate, we were.
It doesn't say also a zoo. So two people's name. You're right. Maybe there's a drosha. Why would
it use one group? Then it would be singular.
Yeah. You got me right from your example. You said class. I didn't say the student. I said the class. I'm talking about the class. So class is singular. You're saying the nation. The nation is singular. But when I talk about people in the nation, then I'd mention them in the plural. So here we're talking about people in it, specifying who they were. So it should say plural. Okay, you're done. The first right is now the two afterwards. Okay. yes.
Is it Mashma Shalom? No, Chachamim would hold that if we would have used a lashon of the vav, anytime we see a vav, it's never be learned as u. No, did we learn the past?
Yes. 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 Yes.
No, we're not. Because if we could have, then the pasuk could have said the vav without an o.
You wouldn't have known.
Huh?
You could, but you wouldn't have known.
I wouldn't have known. I would have said just like they said. Other cases, they said a vav can be an or.
Can be.
Can be.
Sure.
So you have no reason to tell me it has to, what's the smart to say that only in the case when he's doing kilayim and he's walking around with two animals together and they both fall at the same time.
Very good. Tosis loves the Ash. Top of the Tosis. First Tosis. It's Machlik is Tanoim. Machlik is Amorim. Games in the Ash, yeah? About whether Oi. When the verb can mean oi, what we normally understand it, and stays is catch at the top of the page. I wasn't planning to learn the stays because it's based on loving my elsewhere, but you can learn if you want because it's
it's a sure of other should not pull the board. He said it doesn't mean sure,
yeah,
it means or sure or Adam.
That's the Gemara. So, talking about Gemara. Same thing. You want to say Gemara meant this or that.
No, but it's
the question. When the Torah says, show you, show you, show you, what does the Torah mean? Well, the Gemara means Vakasha. The Gemara can use any language you want. When the Torah says Shoyl V'chamor, does it mean or? Or does it mean and? So this Gemara is telling us when it says V, it would have meant and, you need both. And you need or, you need to say or. And Torah says, but elsewhere in Shas, to Machlikus, Rabbi Yasher, and we ask her that V can mean or. That we ask the Kasha on this Gemara. Maybe the Nofal is a clown. Shoy v'chamor is a prat. And what's the din? Klal or prat? What's the din? Klal or prat? Ein b'chlal. Elo ma'ashev a prat. There's a rule. If you have a klal, which includes everything, and then the Torah straight away after just says and minutes is a prat, then the Torah means to say, don't learn the klal. Ein b'chlal. Elo ma'ashev a prat. The only thing is, tafka these two. I had just said Shoy v'chamor, I would have read the Bininah, but they told me, okay, Shoy them maybe everything. The Torah says Klal first, then Torah says Prat. Tell me, Dafka these two. How do you know it's going to include also Shita falling in? Shoy v'chamor in Minach in Eloi? Omri says, come on, Balaboy, Yishalim, Choyzer v'cholam. He said, the Nofar says, Shoy v'chamor, Shoy v'chamor, Balaboy Yishalim. What does it mean, Balaboy Shalim? Balaboy Shalim what? For everything. That's a clown. But not Bal is everything. Balaboy Shalim is everything. Then you've got Shoy v'chamor in the middle. So what do you have? You have clown, prat, or clown. What's the rule of clown, prat, or clown? Clown, prat, or clown? Clown, prat, or clown? Yeah, they don't. Eloke and a prat. Here we see Klal Prat. The Klal is going to tell us something similar to the Prat, which is what Ma Prat Mefurosh Balei Chayim Avkol Balei Chayim. So just like the Prat were cases of Balei Chayim, so to the Klal is also cases of Balei Chayim. No, people are not Kabbalists. No. Balei Chayim are animals. Rashi, first, last white line, midachin eloi. All other types of animal can't be included, maybe. Mishachim, mishamidim, and nolon. How do you know other types? Once again, I've called Balei Chayim. You have a bomb on commentary stop. It's coming to answer. You have a bomb. According to Yehuda, you're chayim also for Kedah. Right? So when it says, Kala 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 can not just to include Balei Chayim, it's also coming to include Kedah. So it says Rashi, that this command that says only Balei Chayim, I've called only Balei Chayim, is the Rabbanon commentaries. It's coming to explain like Shittas Rabbon. For the Yehuda also, Oi, the contributor, also Oi, the Oi comes along, the Rabbi Avsham Metatale, and comes to include also other Metatale. That means really, if you go like this, you have a Klal Protoklal, Klal Protoklal tells me, anything similar to the Prat, which is what? All Balei Chayim. One second, the Yehuda said, also includes Kehim. Yeah, very good. The Yehuda will say that the Oy is coming to include the Kehim as well. So Bakal, Prat Kal tells me all Balei Chayim, and Oy comes to tell me also Kehim. Okay, this is where we're going to stop today. One second, I want to get to two dots. I don't know if we managed to start getting there already. And then the last few tases, and the first few tases, I don't know if we're going to get to it. If we do, it'll be at the end of the sugya anyway. But then there's the tases, Bein Yehuda, Bein Rabbanon, and Chamoy the boy. Those three tases then we have to prepare for Thursday. Lots of work. Bein, Chamoy. Those three tases. Yeah.
The rules of Klal, Prat, Klal, it's we started mid pasuk, it seems like. Now, and mid pasuk, we can just say this is the klal.
Yeah, the first thing is saying
what? The pasuk ish is right.
No. The first part saying that what happened? He made the mazik. That's the mother. Now from here on, it's discussing what the boy did. All that referring to what actually happened in that pit and the repercussions because of that. So that's all one set of cloud-cratic love. I made this pit, okay, now something fell in, not just one thing, the show fell in, Chamoy fell in, and then I have to pay all those things to do with the fact that damage is happening.
I'm using the Gemara saying it, where do we know that we're allowed to use that rule mid-puzzle?
I don't know. Yeah, anything we skip out around. And see you, Mr. Ben, just have a good day. We're looking forward to having you in our base medrash.
You are.